All Things Bear Record of Him by Adam C. Olson, Church Magazines. He is the way, the light, the bread of life, the living water, the chief cornerstone. Throughout his New Testament ministry, the Savior related his divine role and teachings to concepts the people could understand. These young adults in Germany have also learned that all things bear record of Jesus Christ. Moses chapter 6, verse 63. Here they share their witnesses of him. The way. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John chapter 14, verses 5 and 6. Rene Siron. I grew up in a part member family. I had to make up my mind early which way I would follow. I was impressed by the Bible stories my mother told me. I saw how my mom lived. I saw how my father's family lived. I saw how people I admired at church lived. I knew that they followed the Savior's way, and I decided to be baptized. Now, when I make choices, I think of what I have learned of him, and I try to emulate him. He has shown me a more perfect way. He can help us develop and express the qualities within us. I would be miserable if I couldn't change, but I know that through him, change is possible. I stand at the door and knock. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and will sup with him, and he with me. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Rene Siron. The Savior is knocking because he loves us. He has much to offer, but he has given me the freedom to choose to open the door to him or not. He would teach me, help me with my strengths and weaknesses. I can open the door by being meek and accepting that he can teach me. I can open the door by accepting what is taught, recognizing I have things to change. I hope I will always recognize him at the door, because others are knocking too, and I am asked to do the same, to find others and invite them to come unto him. Through us, they should be able to get a glimpse of him. The Rock of Our Redeemer. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. Remember that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation, which is a sure foundation, a foundation whereon, if men build, they cannot fall. Helaman, chapter 5, verse 12. Makey Adler. I grew up as a member, but about the time I was 14, I had to decide how committed I was, which way my life would go. Would I go with my friends to the parties they kept inviting me to, or would I go to seminary? I talked to my parents, and I prayed. I gained a testimony, and I knew I had to go to seminary. Without the Savior, my whole life would be totally different. My friends, my values, I wouldn't know why I'm here. There are a lot of people with advice, but the values and morals of the world change and shift. If I'm built on something that's not firm and it shifts, I have to rebuild every time. You have to have something unchanging to build on. Christ never changes. His right is always right. You can lean on him. He never lets you fall. The Light of the World. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Jan David Wallaben. His gospel is a light that gives clear direction in life, a direction I can cling to. Through his teachings, we gain understanding of why we're on earth. Through his atonement, we can return to God through repentance. I'm more thoughtful now of the things I do, more careful with the words I say. As a member of Christ's church, you never have to be alone. There is always help available. He gives me comfort. He helps me with my challenges. He helps me with decisions when I ask with a sincere heart in prayer. Following him has changed my life. Living Water. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John chapter 4, verses 10 and 14. Jasmine Zanardo. I am grateful for the gift of the gospel. I have many friends outside of the church. They say, I don't know all the things about God, but I see the way you live and I admire you. It makes me feel so grateful that I have something to hold on to because they don't. They're still thirsty. We should be witnesses of Christ to others so they know him, so they can come and drink of the water of everlasting life. The chief cornerstone. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 and 19 through 21. Jasmine Zanardo. The world is confused because what the world offers isn't enough. There are many religions with truth, but the gospel we have is complete. The foundation we have is firm. The bread of life. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John chapter 6, verse 35. Jasmine Zanardo, I was born in the gospel, but everyone has to find out for himself or herself at some point if the church is true. I was 12 when I wanted to know, and I found out. Through the atonement of Jesus, I came alive. Through some difficult trials, I have been comforted to know who the Savior is and what he has done for us. His love for us is so great. He sacrificed himself for us. He is my life. End of the article, All Things Bear Record of Him, by Adam C. Olson, Church Magazines.